One of Langley's oldest memorials to its war dead is crumbling and needs either major repairs or a complete replacement, according to a report presented to Langley Township Council this month. The Fort Langley Centoaf was built in 1920 in the community's cemetery, along with an identical marker in the Murrayville Cemetery. Both were built in the wake of the First World War, to honor local men who had died overseas. Because family members in Canada and Britain could not visit their relatives' graves in Europe, cenotaphs were built across the British Commonwealth starting in 1919 after the signing of the final peace treaties. But at 105 years old, the Fort Langley Cenotaph is showing serious wear and tear caused by time and the elements. The issue was first raised in January, when council directed municipal staff to look into potential options for restoring the cenotaph. The staff brought in experts in cemetery monument restoration, but an extensive cleaning and inspection discovered previously undetected fractures in the cross on top of the cenotaph. One of the cracks was coated in epoxy as a temporary fix. The cenotaph is also settling and is no longer level. The tilting is putting the fractures under increased stress. To ensure long-term preservation, the township must consider comprehensive restoration efforts, including stabilization, potential reconstruction, and long-term maintenance planning, said the staff report on Monday, April 7. Investing in restoration will not only protect the cenotaph's physical integrity, but will also ensure that the stories, memories, and sacrifices it represents are safeguarded for future generations. The proposal involves disassembling the cenotaph, leveling the site, and a comprehensive assessment of the monument's structural integrity. This assessment may determine that the monument is beyond rehabilitation, the report said, making replacement unavoidable. In the event that a full replacement is necessary, staff will aim to fund the project using existing budgets and will ensure the monument is replaced with an exact replica of the original. A full replacement would cost about $50,000, and the township could apply to Veterans Affairs Canada for funding that would cover half of that cost. Council decided not to move forward immediately, but to consult with the township's Heritage Advisory Committee, the Remembrance Day Committee in Fort Langley, the Fort Langley Community Association, FLCA, and the Aldergrove branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. I think the report is pretty clear that something has to be done, said Mayor Eric Woodward as he suggested the consultation. The rest of the council also agreed that the community should be consulted before a final decision is made. Andy Schildhorn, who chairs the Remembrance Day Committee, said the group has indicated they'd like to see the original cenotaph saved if it's at all possible. I really do hope we can save it, maintain it, Schildhorn said, noting how he appreciates that the township is reaching out to the local groups to consult on the cenotaph's future. Consultation may take several months, and staff will monitor the cenotaph's condition during that time, said Chan Cooner, the township's chief administrator. The construction of Langley's first two cenotaphs was spearheaded by locals Archie Payne and Dr. Benjamin Marr. It took just a week to raise funds from the community, and they were both unveiled on September 12, 1920. According to Schildhorn, the Fort Langley cenotaph was unveiled by the two young sons of Alfred Trattle, a soldier killed during Vimy Ridge.